everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and the video that I had planned for today went out the window, so this is plan B. So there is a creative, super creative challenge coming, but it is not going to be today because my phone is futzing on me. So until I get that totally figured out, I am going to attempt to make a new video today going through an older journal that I have in my coffee table trunk out in the living room. And I want to explore it to see how I constructed things, what worked, what didn't, and kind of give you a little journey through what I did. And this is also to remind me of things that I did that I've completely forgotten about, because my brain is like a sieve. One thing comes in, seven things fall out, and there you go. So, this is probably a five-year-old journal, I would say. One of, in the early days, I really liked this journal, and it was just a hodgepodge mishmash. But let me give you a little, it's a, fabric collection, which I think I just got my sewing machine, and I was so excited to just sew everything down. So I don't even remember if I glued it. Maybe I just sewed stuff, because I didn't even think about gluing things down at that point. But let's take out, it has a little, this is a fabric twine that I made. This is a lot of fun. I have a video on that, and if I can remember, I will put the link to that below. But this is a lot of fun if you have fabrics around. So many uses, so easy to do, so functional, and very pretty. Okay, so here is her face. And I just kept layering on little laces, little torn fabrics, some coffee dyed fabric, some applique laces. This is actually napkin on there, like paper napkin that I put on there. So I must have used some sort of glue at some point. So maybe I glued and sewed. No, I think I can feel glue in there. So I'm detecting, what did I do? And I'm thinking that I do see this little extend a ribbon, like a little crocheted lace on the edge. So that must have meant that I felt I needed to extend it for some reason. So now let me look at the inside. And what did I do here? What is this made of? What on earth? Okay, it's a thin. Oh, look at that. I put a little a pen in there. Totally forgot about that. That's a good pen too. I should pull that out of there. yeah, I need that pen. Yeah, okay. We'll put something else in here as a placeholder. I'll put a pencil or something. But that's kind of cool. You know, sometimes you just forget you do these things. So just a little easy pocket on the inside cover for a pen. Get a pen, Pam. Okay. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah. Here's a little pen that we made way back when. I can put the video for that too, but these are a lot of fun to make. There you go. You've got your own little personalized pen in there. And now this journal does not look like it's decorated on the inside. It was just constructed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the way I used to do it then was, this is a hidden spine journal, so you cannot see the strings on the outside. And the technique I used, which is a very good technique, is you take a piece of cardboard or chipboard and you make that your spine separate from your book, and you attach your signatures or your papers to the that thing, and then you glue the bejeebers of that spine to your book. And this stuff holds really well. I was very happy with it. It's held incredible amounts of weight and things like that. The Fabric's Fix glue. And that's why it's staying. And these, I mean, I have like journals from, you know, many years ago, and they have not popped off. So I think I'm feeling good about that. That's all I can say. I don't think that will work with wet white glue or maybe some other glues, but I can at least tell you this glue works. Okay, so it looks like I have a collection. Okay, so what is it? You know what it feels like? It feels like paper. It feels like maybe magazine paper or something like that. There's paper in there. And I see music paper through here. So I must have... What did I do? I covered whatever it was in a big piece of lace all the way across the back, from the front to the back. And then I added this lace border. Oh, you know what I did here? I can see this. I took a piece of crocheted lace on the inside, and I married it with, apparently three layers on the outside, because maybe the two didn't match, they didn't meet. Maybe my cover wasn't, that's very possible. My cover was longer on this side than this side, so I extended the cover by adding lace and then gluing it, the lace, to another piece of lace on this side, that thus extending the reach of this. And that does seem to be what I did. Yeah, look at that. So there's a little tip for you. Okay. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? When you make so many, you forget what you did. Here's my version of a spine dangle back then. That's right. This is just a little baby spine dangle. Or maybe you can hang your book up from this. That's right. We often want to hang our books, don't we? I have no idea why I put this here, but I think it's kind of cute. Or maybe there was something attached to this. That's highly likely. So this, I put an eyelet in there. You see that? I set an eyelet so that you could string something through there and just hang stuff from this. Very easy way to attach a spine dangle. This would be a permanent one. Although you could do it in a bow tie, so you could undo it and remove it if you want to. That's an option. But let's see. Are we still recording? We are still recording, so all is well. And I'm hoping you can hear me. I am using my phone recording microphone right now, as opposed to my other one, because I don't know. I'm having some audio issues, so I've got to figure it out. I might need to get a new phone. This phone is kind of old. My husband's been bugging me. You need a new phone. I'm like, no, I don't. But you know what I think it is that the phone was secretly listening. You know how they do, and then all of a sudden, all you see are ads for whatever it was you were talking about. Yeah, it's like, hey, don't you want this phone? What about that phone? We have all sorts of phones we can show you now that you're talking about possibly getting a new phone. Look at all these. Yeah, so that's happening. I know you're listening. So on the spine, I just took some little appliques and I glued them on. And I just thought that was kind of pretty. And just going with the lacy fufu, kind of like weathered, distressed lacy fufu. Yeah. Because a lot of it is coffee dyed. A lot of it is like knocked back. It's not like in your face white. It looks like it's old. Vintage, antique, something that maybe a Victorian lady would have kept by on her dressing table, close to her bed, so that she can capture her most deep thoughts before she falls off into a most beautiful slumber. Yeah, I want her life. Okay, so let us creak inside. Now let's check for creakage. Not bad, not bad. You know how sometimes if you make a book, it's like crack, crack, because you know, whatever. We do have a little of this going on, but I'm okay with that. I kind of like the paper sound. So I here, let me give you the ASMR of it all. Got that? Yeah. So it feels like magazine inside. Yeah. So I think what I did was I had a piece of paper that was like a long piece, and I started to fabric collage on it just with glue, and then I took it over and I ran it through my sewing machine a bunch of times to secure it. All these little flaps, there's some cheesecloth, there's the paper napkin, all these crazy little things down, little pieces of ribbon, lace, more ribbon, and just secure it. And then later I came back and I glued some little things on top to give it extra focal points. And focal point, focal point, focal point. Say that three times fast. And I hope you can hear me. I'm trying to talk as close to my phone. Is the mic at this end or at this end? I don't know. Okay, but we're gonna carry on. We are not gonna let this stop our creativity. No. Okay, so I went with kind of brown, neutral, vanilla tones, just kind of fun. And let's creak her open. Okay, creak, not bad. The little pen, I just created a little pocket because I was all sewing fancy pants, and I could take a piece of material and fold it in half and make a little pocket out of it by sewing in an L shape. Yes, I can. And that's what I did. And then I just glued the whole thing on here. You could also sew it on, but I glued it. So let's see what I did. Some stamping. Look at me go. Wow. Oh, and I love these. I haven't done these in a long time. I really need to do these again. These little page tabs. And I actually, you know, I have those letters where you spell out words like mystery, oddity, curious, unusual, and unknown. And that's kind of fun for this time of year, you know, the spooky Halloweenness of it all. So that was kind of just like unusual page tabs with unusual words on them to trigger things in somebody's imagination. So what did I do? Oh dear. It says my personal journey journal. Now I'm afraid of what's really in here. Just gonna take a peek for a second over here. What's I got in here? Okay, that's not so bad. I didn't get very far apparently with my personal journey. So we're good. We're good. Yeah, I can show you this. The world's worst journaler, but I like to make books. Okay, so here it is. First page, my personal journey. Oh, here I dated it. No, it's not 5 years old. It's from 2019. What do I know? February 2019. Or at least, you know what? I think the book is that old, but I actually picked it up to use as my personal journey. Let me just double check. There's nothing else in here that shouldn't be in here. Nope. Yep. I definitely aborted that mission. Okay. a little washi tape. Cardinal. Hi, Patricia. Yep. Absolutely. Coffee dyed. These accounting pages. I love these accounting pages. Expenditures. Weekend. Week of the year. Total receipts for business and office profession. I just love that kind of stuff. So if you ever come across those accounting books in the thrift store, grab them, grab them, grab them. Yeah, this journal is not for sale. I'm just showing this to look back in time, create, remember, and show you my thought process, or what I think my thought process was. Okay, what I, okay, so here's, I have ideas. This, oh my God, my idea book is like when I capture ideas, either that you guys, you're like, hey, wouldn't it be great if you, I capture that and I write it down in my idea book. Or if I think of something, I write it down in my idea book so I don't lose them. But apparently this was a very short idea book started here. So what do we have? We have envelope ladders, waterfall flips, envelope foldouts, make watercolor flower, journal cover. Oh, make watercolor flower journal covers. Oh, that would be very fun. See, I forgot about that. I need to have put that in my idea book. Give journals a lavender smell. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? I mean, if you like lavender. Yeah, so just kind of thinking crazy things. This is a place to capture. And then what is... Okay, let's look at this. There's a pretty little white lace trim here. I don't know, those little touches that can level it up, bring a new layer on. It doesn't really bulk it up much, but it gives that texture, that soft feel of lace and maybe Victorian times, things like that. And oh, what did we do here? Here Pam was taking old dried flowers. These are weeds. These are weeds from my garden, honestly. And I thought, oh, you're coming with me. And it got Mod Podged. It got flattened. And I think this is like old fashioned flatten. This, Holly, I do. He's like, no. Like, I think I just flattened this in a book, and I probably found it at some point, or maybe I don't think I used my microflur flower dryer for this. It just, maybe I did. I don't know. But either way, I coated it with Mod Podge. But in the Mod Podge, I don't know if you can see this. There's glitter. There's glitter in the Mod Podge. I don't know if the camera's picking it up, but it is definitely there. And I Mod Podge glittered it to the page. Now, you can't really write on the Mod Podge, but around it where there's no Mod Podge, you could write, like, as if I'm ever going to write in this. That's never going to happen. Here's a... Oh. Can we just do that for a while? Isn't that... That's amazing, right? This is parchment paper that was coffee dyed. Yeah, I may have even baked it, but it really has a... You know, that? Yeah. So don't forget about that. That is awesome, textural, tactile thing to put in your junk journals. And I stamped on it. Yeah, look at me going. A big flower stamp on there. Horrible stamping example, but you know, hey, that's the way it went. I actually stamped on this side, and then I put a stamp here. And if you're stamping through a journal, it's a nice way to layer in inspirations as you go through without adding bulk. So if you would like to have little things like this zipper, looks so cute, isn't he cute? And torn edge. I'm just going to show you the simplicities of, you know, my thought process at the time. Probably the page didn't fit and I had to tear it, or maybe I was tearing all the pages. I don't know. Let's go through and see what I did. College rule. Gotta love a good coffee dyed college rule. Here's some music paper. And it looks like it was torn at the top. So this must have been about the time that I was really getting tired of cutting things and I just wanted to tear, because I love that torn edge. And it doesn't even have to be inked. It can just be torn. It just gives it that old weathered look. If you ever go through old vintage or old antique books, they often have a softened or a wavy edge, either by design or because...
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and... 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Because of the overuse of it, it's been thumbed through a lot, and it breaks the paper fibers down at the edge. So that is kind of a cool thing. So yeah, I was rolling with that tear. And here I just stamped a dragonfly on a dictionary page. Here I did some stamping. Yes, I did. I put some lines. This is my line stamp. And I thought, let me do it once, twice, and yes, three times. It was a blank white page, and I felt I wanted to add something to it without being overwhelming, but still keep it usable as this grand writing journal that I was going to write in sometime. And you don't have to decorate every page. There's no rule. You do not have to do something on every page. You can skip three or four pages, carry on, put a little piece of trim down here just for fun. This is another, it looks like a tea-dyed page. Some stamping. I did a lot of stamping in here. Yes, stamping and trim. So that must have been the theme in this book, stamping and trim. Here's an avocado-dyed torn page again. Stamping, more trim. Here's some of these smaller pages. You can insert these at any point in time, and they're kind of nice. It's the middle of the signature. Look at that. There we go. Let's see how many pages we put in this one just for fun. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So there you go. I was rolling with the 12. I like to use 12 in my signatures. I don't know. It's just a good number. Usually because I plan on bulking it up, but as you can see, if you don't want to bulk it up, these are all using 12, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 signatures in this guy. So if you want it to lay flattish, like a regular book, 12 with 5, and this is a very wide spine. Let's see what we're working with here. It's like a 2-inch spine. So 5 signatures, 12 pages each. There you go. I mean, that's what I do. There's a million and one ways to decide what you're going to do with that, formula. And if you want more writing paper, put in more pages and maybe increase the number of signatures you have so they fold well here. So you don't, because sometimes they can, the inside ones will push, the outside ones will push the inside ones out. So you're going to have to do more trimming if you have more pages. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Not sure if that came out well, but there you go. So just touring through, like nothing extraordinary through here. It's just a very blank journal that I just had fun really with the cover and with the, I just love these little page tabs. I've gotta do that again. It take some time to print them all out when you have the letter stamps, but it's kind of fun. You know, if you're doing one journal, it's not a big deal. Little over gluage here. That happens. You know, we get a little reckless. More stamping and more trim. More stamping and more trim. What do I hear? Oh, the washer. That's what that is. Okay, let's just motor along and see if anything different happened here. Can we learn anything from the past? Yes, that you need to go through and check to make sure none of your pages are glued together, because that happens a lot in our world. So it's very nice to free your pages, have free pages. And I like keeping these little ruffly edges, you know, where the ring binder was pulled off. It's just kind of cool. You know, it just shows that time. And I apparently used some parchment paper, I want to say thick paper or cardstock, to house the signatures in. That's not mandatory. You don't have to have like outer wrappings for your signatures, but you can. It's a style choice, a design choice, and that can be kind of fun. So that was a good stamp. Look, that's probably like one of the best stamps I've ever done. Look at that. Okay, we'll just stand in awe of that for a while. Okay, and I don't know if you can see in here, but that piece of cardboard, chipboard that I used to adhere the signatures to, I decorated it up with, looks like a gelato. That looks like some kind of brass-colored gelato. I must have just drawn over it to give the eye something to look at in between the signatures, because these are handmade books, and we tend to have this gap in between signatures. No matter how close you try and get them, there's always the gap, you know what I mean? So to have something pretty to look at, it could be fabric, it could be another piece of paper or material. Wait, there's something there. I have to look what I said. Okay, is it all okay? Okay, so this was my life at the time. Growth ideas. Okay, so these were my growth. This was, I guess, my first section. Practice calligraphy. There you go. advanced drawing skills. Okay, I was trying to learn how to draw. Sign up for Frugal Crafter. She was offering, soft pastel class. Yeah, she offers great classes. If you haven't done her classes, check her classes out because they are awesome. She's a fabulous teacher, and I love her classes. Take next lesson in Frugal Crafter drawing class. I had signed up for a few, and I love them. Go to new places every day. Yes, I was trying to increase my imagination, and I decided, like, every time I go out, I would go into like a store I wouldn't normally go into, or a shop I wouldn't normally go into, just to see and explore. And that has been quite the adventure. Sometimes my husband and I do that on the weekends. We'll just like, we've never been in that store, let's just go in there. And sometimes it's what you think, but most of the time it's not at all what you think, and you have these little discoveries and nuances along the way. It's really quite fun. What's this one? Moved out station to kitchen, better light. Okay, I'm sure my husband loved that because I've just moved back out of the kitchen and back into the craft room. I have been corralled. Yes, I have been told in a very kind way, honey, you're overtaking the house. Can we please have our house back? My mother's in town. I would like to have a house that looks actually like a house and not like a craft bomb went off everywhere. So I have been corralled. Okay, I've been willingly corralled. Things were getting out of hand a little bit. I brought everything back into the craft room. And a few other places, that's how we just say. But we have functional space now. People can sit down at the kitchen counter and eat. You can go in the living room and, you know, sit down and have a conversation. And there's not craft supplies everywhere at the moment. That changes, though. All right, so we have some more. Oh, we got something exciting here. Look at that. How cool is that? This is a flower that I made out of. No, this was definitely with my Microfleur flower dryer, which dries flowers in like a minute. So fast in the microwave. But and you can also make your own home version of that. I'll try and put the link down below if I can remember. Somebody, Sunny, keep a list of all these videos we could have put down below. But this was also covered in Mod Podge, so yeah, it's like smooth. It's smooth. Yeah. Let me show you. See, very thin. Very cool, right? This is probably why I can't ship internationally with some of my stuff, because I do use Flora. I use Flora, botanical things, and I glue them in. And sometimes I don't even seal them on top. Sometimes I'll just glue the back and stick it down and just say, you are going to live there. You're going to live right there and not go anywhere else, and that's the way it's going to be. That's nice. I really like that. So that was a nice surprise. I surprised myself in my own journal. Oh, look at me go. And that's what you can do for other people, too. Like when they turn your journal pages, not every page has to be filled. See, Pam, you made journals without filling them to like gargantuan proportion. I kind of like this. This is really nice. That's a nice trim. Yeah, very nice, right? I must have been. Oh, this is another really good stamp. Look how well I did with that one. I mean, that doesn't really happen often in my world, so I'm always so moved when it does. It's like a gift from the gods. Oh, look how that happens. And just sometimes running a thin piece of ribbon down a page, neutral colors can look very pretty. Look at that. How pretty that is. Yeah, I did some good stamping here. Not so good on this one. It, you know, that's I'm back to regular Pam. Yep. My God mode wore off. You know, if you play computer games. Oh, I was trying to do some fancy burning of an edge just for fun. You know, you can just do these crazy things. Like, obviously, that's what I did. So I must have been goofing around at some point. Okay, let's see where else this goes. All right. Okay, everything looks kind of normal. And don't be, like, sometimes stamps don't come out perfectly. It's okay. They don't have to be perfect. Sometimes they're just a suggestion of a butterfly, because that's all you get is a suggestion of a butterfly, because the stamp didn't work out perfectly. And if you really don't like it, you could always cover it up. Yeah, that's right. Now, there's no pockets in here. There's no tucks. It's just a very simple journal. And you can write across all of this. If I wanted to use this for writing space, I could, you know, add a piece of paper on here and glue. What have I got there? I could add a piece of paper and glue it down there and give more writing space, but I think I have enough in here considering I only have 2 pages of writing. So I think I'm just fine. Yeah. But it really is fun to take a look back on things you have made in the past to see what your strategy was, where you were in your creative journey. And somehow at this point, I must not have, Holly wants to come out of his cage. I had not put together the idea of putting a lot of old ephemera into journals yet. I was just making the journal. And there's great joy in that. So this whole ephemera thing from days gone by, that's just a style choice. And you don't necessarily have to go down that rabbit hole. But boy, if you know what happens is, like, I probably saw somebody do it and I thought, wow, that would be so cool to actually have an old handwritten letter in your hand from, you know, the 1800s or early 1900s. Oh my gosh. And, you know, so then I started looking around, then I found some things and I started collecting more and more and more, and you get addicted to it, you know, and then you're like, oh, I gotta check this out and get that. And, you know, old recipes and old stamps and old postcards and da 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 da. Next thing you know, well, wouldn't it be, you know, I'm sitting in a, in a pile on my desk somewhere. It's not doing anybody any good. I thought I need to share these with other people because they're just so many exciting things to read and see. And next thing you know, the journals got stuffed. That's how that happened. Am I talking close enough to the microphone? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. I have to remember I don't have my mic on. Are we still recording? We are still recording. Okay. Okay. No, something personal. What is it? Okay. Okay. I can share this. What did I write? Random thoughts and quotes. Pam wrote, number one, I like the way this journal feels in my hands. Yeah, it's kind of a soft, squishy kind of journal. If you like the squish, I do. I like the squish. Two, it has purpose. Logging ideas. And for some reason, I felt my journals had to have purpose. I don't know why. They couldn't just be, you know. I am now okay with them just being. And number three, my gosh, I am journaling. Look at that. So I was patting myself on the back there for actually writing something in here. Oh, so I must have started each signature with a thought. Let me just take a piece of it. No, it's okay. Yeah, that's okay. All right. You know, it's kind of like opening your diary. Oh, look what we have here. So I must have made a bunch of these pages ahead of time and decided to use a different plant in each signature. That's really cool. I mean, you gotta do this. Just get a thin coat of Mod Podge, like on the back, maybe use some Fabri-Fix or Mod Podge on the back, or put a little Mod Podge down, lay your plant down, let it dry, and then come back and Mod Podge over the top. And these plants are very flat, like super flatty, flat, flat. Yeah, because of that microflora drying thing. I'll put the link. Don't worry. I'll put it. It's kind of cool. And like I said, you can even make your own if you don't have the little fancy drawing thing. But yeah, so flatty flat flat is the way to go with the plantage. All right. Oh, there's another one. Look at that. Just very cool. Very flat. Very cool. Yeah, I'm like nothing. Can't feel anything. Just for fun. I was just doing that so in case you like it. All right. Go. Oh, no, this is pretty. Oh, I remember I had these rounded pages. Yeah, they came like that. I don't know why, what they were, but I thought they were pretty. It's a stamp. Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Oh, there's the other side of that burnt edge. Look at that. Look what I did. Oh, big stamp there. You know, sometimes you think these big stamps are going to be amazing and they're kind of like, you know, yeah. That happens sometimes. You know, we never know. You never know. Oh, here's a center with a nice little white. This looks like embroidery or crochet floss or something like that. Very pretty. Yeah, I used a lot of dental floss and embroidery floss early on. Great stuff to use. Very strong. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's make sure when you're going to use embroidery floss, and if it's vintage, pull on it really hard to make sure that it hasn't decayed or broken down over time, because sometimes it can do that. Oh, this is pretty. I made some avocado dyed ribbon stain. Yes. So I must have had a little extra and I dipped those in there, and that's like a nice pretty pink color. Can you see that? I hope so. I hope it's showing up. So it's probably more of the same. I'm doing this stuff. But I haven't been in here in a while because it's all glued together. Yeah. My grand adventure of, oh, I'm going to journal. Yes, I'm going to journal. I haven't given up on that hope. And I want you to know that I will be journaling in my future. I foresee it as part of my life. Yes, so sometimes these little washi tapes, just the bird, you know what I mean? Just so cute, you know? It's just so cute. And what do you think about this, Sunny? Is this good?
Yeah, Mom, I'm sleeping. But you, you don't have your mic on. Mom? Okay, I am going to now return back to the land of slumber. Yes, all of you, I just want you to know that your books can be big or small, fat or thin, stuffed or not stuffed, it doesn't matter. It's all good. Just make sure you have fun. That's the most important thing. Take care, everyone. Bye. Back to bed. Ooh, going back out now.
Okay. There you go, my love. There you go. It's okay. All right, we're back. Where are we? Okay, we are here. Going through, more stamps, more pages. So, oh, that's kind of a cool page. See, sometimes these pages come out really cool. You never just know. You never know. All those hand-dyed pages, every one of them is different. No matter what you do, you can't get them. Well, I can't get them the same. Maybe some people can. I can't. More weeds for my garden. That's right. Use what you got. Use what you got. Weeds from somebody else's garden. Hey, would you mind if I borrowed a few weeds from your garden? They might be okay with that. Yep. Random stamping. Random stamping. Random stamping. Yep. Just having fun. Just goofing along. A cricket. Yep. More ribbon down the side. That takes a long time to do, but I think it's really worth it because it's really pretty. And I do use the Fabri-Fix for that, so I'll go down and put a thin bead. I'll squish it with the finger, and then I'll lay the ribbon down and trim it on either end. That's how I do that. No rocket science. Anybody can do that. So, you know, when you go to the thrift stores and stuff, if you see those little ribbons, grab them. Yeah, grab them because you'll use them. Neutral colors work great because you can always dye them any color you want. So if you're like buying some and you're like, oh, I don't know because am I going to use green? Like, don't buy green. Buy neutral. Buy cream. Buy white. Buy off-white because you can change the color very easily. Yeah. There we go. Oh, see, these are all ribbon-bound pages. Very thin. The seam binding is very thin ribbon. Great to use in junk journals. Hey, hey. And, oh, a little spider. Oh, I just used him the other day. Oh, gosh, that's so cool. See, you do use them. Yep, they do come about. That's pretty. I like that one. I hope I still have it. Yeah, forget about all these. Oh, here's another one. Very cool. A little rougher, but still beautiful. Yeah. So much fun. We got to do more of that. I haven't done that in ages. There's some blue, some different colors in that paper. Starting to get a little wild and a little edgy there using some of the specialty inks. This is pretty, just a little center, and I think that's the last. Yeah, I do, and see, and nothing on the back. I wasn't doing tucks or pockets or anything. It was just very, just a pure writing journal. Pure writing journal with very little written in it, and its own little tie, and for some reason, I decided to tie the tie long ways. Yeah, you don't always have to go this way. You can go this way. There's nothing wrong with going this way. Yeah, sometimes you got to change it up and do little crazy things, so that can be a lot of fun. Yeah, so I am hoping that you are having fun today. May a little creativity. I hope this gives you a few ideas, a little inspiration. I know it got my engine going, and I want to run off and do things and make another one of these crazy fabric collages. Maybe we have to do that. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? I wonder if I can do it again. I'm going to try. I think that's going to be coming. Write that down, Sonny. Write that down. I hope you can hear me. I hope the audio is good. Okay. So for all of you, my videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. And my podcasts come out Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're the Paper Outpost podcast, The Joy of Junk Journals. Come and listen to that. It's free to listen to. And you can find it on Apple and Spotify and iTunes and or Anchor.fm and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just Google the Paper Outpost podcast. It'll pop up for you. And come, if you haven't joined up for the free monthly email newsletter, make sure you do that because you get a free digital image emailed to you every month. You sign up once and papa, you get one every month. And you also get a note from the bookmaker, which explains what a junk journal is. And this is a little thing that you can tuck into any of your junk journals to help explain what it is, how they can use it, some different ideas. And you can also change this according to if you want to change the words, if you want to change the font, if you want to do anything with it, you can totally change it. I have on my newsletters, it's in Word and in PDF format, so you can play with it and make it your own. And I also have a like 7 or 8 page supply list, which you can just look for things out there in the world to keep your eyes open for, to give you ideas of what you want to make in your like as you're gathering things, as you're on your grand hunts, yeah, things to keep your eyes open for so that you can put them in your junk journals one day. And also it has tips from the Paper Outpost, like how to junk journal tips, making tips, and also updates from me, and also my next series of printable download digikits will be in each monthly installment. So you get to see those freshly and see what's coming off the cooker. And also those are designed so that you can print them out at home. But if you don't have a printer, I also have a service now where I will print them out and mail them to you if you send me the name of 10 DigiKits that you like from my shop, and you can either email it to pam@thepaperoutpost.com or message me in Etsy with your list and then purchase the print and mail option, and voila, I will mail those to you. And that has free shipping, USPS priority with that. And I have an Amazon shop. Yes, come and check out the Amazon shop. I have favorite tools and supplies. You know what I'm talking about? This kind of stuff. You're looking for this kind of stuff? We're going to have links to it there. And you can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. All the links to everything I've talked about are in the drop-down box description below. Just check there. And if you find value here or had fun, please like, subscribe, and share, and click the notification bell. And remember that fun can be simple and create with reckless abandon, everybody. Go have some fun today. Take care, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.